Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're up to the words Tanu Rabbanan. Second line before the lines get wide. Tanu Rabbanan. Kriya Shema Kechsava. Divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that when you... How is a person supposed to say the Shema? It's exactly the way it's written. Which means it has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. It cannot be said in any other language. Chachamim Omrim B'chol Lashon. Chachamim hold, no, you can say in any language. We're going to discuss after this what the halacha is. My time with the Rebbe. So what's the reason why do you Rebbe hold that Kriyat Shema has to be read specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, Kadosh, another language? Because Omer Kora, the Pasuk says, V'hayu, it shall be. Now why does the Pasuk say V'hayu ad Varim? What does it mean V'hayu, it shall be? It means V'viyasan yiyu. As it is, so it must remain. It should stay the exact same way. So as it is written in Lashon HaKodesh, so that's how it's always supposed to be recited. That's how they learn out from this word.
But isn't there a thing that maybe I'm wrong, that when Hashem gave the Torah and Hashem was offered, didn't he give it in like 70 languages or something like that?
Very
so
good.
If you're gonna hold, and that's right now that's not heaven to know 70 languages.
Right.
So if you're gonna say that, even Hashem spoke, in the 70 languages when he gave the Torah, so how can you say just because it says Bahayu? But
how
you could have been in Swahili, for that matter,
Right. In fact, see the second to last Tosos? We're not going to see the whole thing, we'll just see the last line. The last Tosos is only three lines.
Yeah.
It says, Ad. The very last line of the Tosos before it, it says, Shehayatzim epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayim Eschalik, L'shidim L'sham.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that.
So how did they go into the Rabban Shalom said in 70 languages? This is saying,
Maybe you're right. Normally, when it comes to Torah, it could certainly learn in any language.
Right.
But when it comes to Shema,
given to us,
specifically.
But the Torah and Shema itself is about to be given to us in 70 languages. If you hold that's the way it was given, then
true.
Why can't you say it? I mean, if Hashem meant it only to be given, and again, I don't know Hashem, I sure as heck don't know, but just the thought, the Sfarad, if even Tosfos says it, other people said it was given to us in Shulva. If Dafka, that it was only supposed to be in Lashon HaKodesh, it would only have been given in Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, nobody could understand a Kodesh Baruch better than him. If he had a purpose in this, that, and the other thing, that's the way it would be,
Right. I hear that. That's a good point. The Gemara doesn't pick up on that. Apparently, the Tosfos is just going to be speaking about learning Torah and things, other things as well, Tosfos is going to get into. But apparently, the Shema, the fact that it says the words V'hayu, for some reason you would think that's an exception. Even though the Torah is given in every single language.
Do you think that the Hayu, if they gave it in Greek, that in just the Greek Torah, V'hayu was in Hebrew and everything else was in Greek?
That's a good point, because the word V'hayu
would have been given whatever the equivalent, the word, and so much, and V'hayu, these shall be.
Right.
So whatever it is in Greek, they shall be.
Right. Good point. Very good question. I'm not sure. It's a good, very, very good question. Maybe we'll understand this when we finish the Gemara and we'll see Tosfos. Okay. Rabbanan my tamayu. The Rabbanan seems to be a much more logical answer. And he bases this on a very simple word in the Shema. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Shema, hear it. B'chol lashon shi'ata shemeya. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever language you can hear, you think any language you understand.
That's the language you speak and that's the language you talk. Exactly.
That's it. That's what Shema means. Just as long as you can understand it. So the question is, Rebbe says it has to be read specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. What do you mean? Nami Haksiv Shema. In his Shema, it also says the word Shema. So what does it do with that word? Implies that you can, as long as you understand what you're saying, any language. So Rebbe will say the word Shema is coming to teach us something different. Now, who mitboile? He needs it to tell us Hashama la'oznacha mashi'ata motzi mipicha, that you have to hear in your ears what is coming out of your mouth. At least when it comes to the Kriya Shema, you have to Shema. You have to hear what you're saying. In other words, you can't just
so, but if you're in Greek, are you saying Greek? So you say, so basically what you're saying is, okay, so you got to say it out loud. You can't say it quietly. Okay, you said it out loud, you can hear it. You said it in Spanish or in English, you heard it, you said it, and that should be fine. it doesn't really go to his svara. He's really, you're like, well, you
Shema just means you have to hear it.
And Shema's not how much a people would up there. You gotta hear what you want not to say. It means you can't say it quietly. Okay, right. I can understand. That makes sense.
Right.
But how does that what does that have to do with the language?
According to him, absolutely nothing. He holds the whole language component is only learned out from the word Bahayu. The Bahayu means it has to be Lashon HaKodesh.
But he doesn't know that in the Greek version the Bahayu was in Greek, that's all.
I hear you. I don't know. It's a good question. But I mean that's what he says. I mean that's what the Gemara is telling us. Right. Well, hopefully we'll understand it better, but it certainly is a very valid question. Rabbanan, how about the Rabbanan? So what's the problem with the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan already used the word Shema to teach us that it can be said b'chol lashon.
Right.
So how do they know that when it comes to the Shema, you have to hear what you're saying? How do they know Hashema l'oznecha mashia t'motzi mipicha? So Rabbanan sabri lehu, because they hear enough the word Shema, because they already used the word Shema to teach us something else. So the Rabbanan will hold k'mad yomer lo yishmiel ozve yatsa, that even if you do not hear it, you're still yatsa. Right. You don't have to hear it. What do you mean it says Shema? They use the word Shema to teach us that you can say the Shema in any language.
Right.
So therefore, based on them...
What do they do with the Bahayu?
That's of course, next question. Rabbanan, Na'mi Hak Seh Bahayu, Kuntur Rabbanan says Bahayu, and apparently, for some reason, Bahayu implies that it's supposed to be done the original text, the original way that it was given, specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Even though it was given in other languages as well, apparently Bahayu implies that it's the original text, the original language is how it's supposed to be said. Now the Rabbanan hold that that's not true. So what do they do with that word? What does Bahayu teach them? They said, what did they darshan from that word? So they answer, Hama boile shul yikru mafrei. They learned Bahayu, it should be, that you should say it the exact same way it was given. Which means that you cannot read it about Freya.
You can't take it out of context. It's got to be said in the order of Shema, Bahayu,
right.
and since it's last, that's the order. You can't take it out of order.
Right, exactly.
Even though we hold Ein Mukdam Mukhar by Torah.
Right. So, but for some reason, when it comes to this halakha, we require...
Shema is a special word.
Right. And if it's based on the paragraphs, it makes sense, because we said in the Mishnah that there is a reason for it being in a specific order. That
right.
Shema is the accepting upon yourself, O Malchus Shemayim, and in the second paragraph, Ohim Shema is accepting upon yourself, O Mitzvos,
right.
And then the third paragraph is only applies really mostly at night, the main component of the paragraph of tzitzis, so therefore it's not as prevalent, and therefore we stick it last. So based on that, it makes sense that it has to be done in that order, and it cannot be read l'mafreya. It cannot be read in out of order. The way that Rashi words it actually is a little bit different. We'll get to that later. For Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, shlo yikru mafreya minali. How does Rebbe know that you cannot read the Shema out of order? So you can say, well, what do you mean? We're not from Bahayu. You can't learn from Bahayu because you learned
that.
To say that it can be...
That, you have to hear it.
That has to be said...
And heard.
Only... In Lashon HaKodesh, right? So what does he do? How does he learn this concept that a person has to make sure that's read in proper order? Nafkale, he learned it out from Midvarim HaDvarim. He learned it out from Devarim, because it could have just said Devarim.
Right, but they had Hey to it.
Right, so why does it say HaDvarim? This is the word. This is the way of doing it. So Hey, this article as a prefix is telling you that it has to be done this specific way. These words have to be recited in this specific way. Because otherwise, you don't... That hey is extra. So the hey is how he learns. The Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon, what do
they
do
with the hey?
With the hey, very good. So the Varim HaDvarim, Lo Darshe. When it comes to the Varim HaDvarim,
yeah.
The hey...
They don't care.
It's like, it's...
So what?
It's not necessarily extra. Could be extra, not be extra. Okay. Continuing tomorrow. So that's the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabban.
Okay.
Rebbe, according to that was the Machlokas. Well, remember, is that to say, the Sava Rebbe must be that Rebbe holds The Chol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemar. It must be that Rebbe holds that a person can recite all of Torah. We're going to, Tosis is going to talk about what does it mean, B'chol Torah Kula? What is the entire Torah? What other mitzvot is it talking about? Tosis will get into Rashi. Apparently, Rebbe holds it can be said B'chol Lashon. It can be said in any language.
And only Shema has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh.
Right. How can we infer that, that must be what Rebbe holds? Because the Isal Kadaito, because if you think B'lashon HaKodesh Nemram, that the Shema, as well as all other mitzvos, all other Torah, B'chol Torah Kula, also has to be said B'lashon HaKodesh, but B'hoyu D'kasev Rachman Alamuli. So why do we say the word B'hoyu by the Shema? If it's true that this is not just an exception to the rule, but it's a rule that always applies, that when it comes to all Torah, you have to say it, B'lashon HaKodesh, then there's no need to say the word B'hoyu in the Shema. Because after all, why, if in fact Rebbe holds that Kol Torah Kula is supposed to be said in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, then obviously that would include the Shema. So why do you need a drasha to tell us B'hoyu must be? Why? Because only when it comes to the Shema does Rebbe hold that you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, because he uses it, because he says, I need to teach us this because there's a word, B'hoyu, to teach us that. Implying every other place, any other Kol Torah Kula, it can be said in any language. Okay. So Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily the case. It's possible.
I have something in my oven.
Call up.
She's not home.
Make a call.
I know she's not. I better go run home. I'll come right back.
No problem.
I just relaxed it.
No problem. That's okay. What are you baking?
Something that she gave me from where she had to go.
Alright, so we're up to, let's say this again, Lamembra, okay, which is five lines from the bottom. Remember, the Saba Rebbe must be the Rebbe holds the Chol Torah Kula, the Chol Lashon Nemar. Why? Because the Isal HaTayetach B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar, if it's so, that just like the Shema, Chol Torah Kula also must be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, another language, then B'Hoyu D'Kosev Rachman Alamli. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way when it comes to the Shema to say the words B'Hoyu? Which Rebbe learned to tell us that the Shema must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Must be. The fact that he does this is because this is the only place that it must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Implying other things, Kol Torah Kula, can be said in any language.
Why would the Gemara seem to think, as is Lamebra, the Savi Rabban and the Kol Torah Kula, that the rabbis would say Lashon HaKodesh Nemar?
Well, that's,
after we already gone through the fact that they didn't even say, you have to say Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. We went through that already.
Oh, well, we're going to get to it.
Okay.
That's going to be the next question.
We already determined that they don't even have Makbar and Shema, so why would you even have a Havamin to think that they would hold that way?
So we'll have to see the Gemara's question, the logic in it. It's going to be similar to the Lashon and the language and the logic of what we just saw. The Gemara answers, Itzruch, we need this. In other words, like the Mishum Dechsev Shema, because it says the word Shema, which means like this. It's possible that Rebbe holds that the entire Torah needs to be said, can be said in any language. Okay? It's very possible. Right? Because it must, let me say it again. It's very possible that really Rebbe holds that the entire Torah must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So you can say, well, why then, if it's so, then all situations, you can only say, or say Kol Torah Kula in Lashon HaKodesh, so why do you need the word B'hoyu? The answer is because it has the word Shema in the word, in Shema. So Shema would maybe throw you off, and maybe give you the false perception that Shema would be the exception, that you're allowed to say it in any language.
Except for the Shema.
Right. only the Shema, because it says the word Shema, hey, maybe Rebbe, who generally holds that the Torah can be called Torah Kula, can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh, maybe he makes an exception when it comes to the Shema, because it says Shema, which you would maybe think means it can be said in any language. That's why the Torah goes out of its way, according to Rebbe, to add the word Bahayu, to say, no, don't think that. Even when it comes to the paragraph of reciting the Shema, Bahayu, it must be also said only in Lashon HaKodesh, no other language. And that's the same logic of the next piece of Gemara. Well, remember, is that to say, the Sfir Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan hold, the Chol Torah Kula, B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. It must be, the Rabbanan hold, that the entire Torah must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because the Isal Kataitach, if you would incorrectly say, B'Chol Lashon Nemra, that the whole Torah, Chol Torah Kula, can be said in any language, if that's what the Rabbanan always hold, that you can say anything in any language, then Shema the Kasav Rachman Alamli. Why do we need to learn out here from the word Shema that it can be said in any language? Of course it can be said in any language. Don't you hold that all things can always be said in any language? Why does it say Shema? Why do you make the Darasha that Shema teaches us it can be said in any language? Maybe it teaches us that only the Shema can be said in any language. However, when it comes to Kol Torah Kula, maybe the Rabbanan hold, it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh and only in Hebrew. So Gemara says, no. Itzrach Mishim Dekasov Behayu. In other words, it's possible that really the Rabbanan could say that everything can always be said in any language. So if that's so, why did the Rabbanan use the word Shema to teach us this Drasha? That it can be said B'chol Lashon in any language, don't you hold that by everything anyway? Yes. But because the word, the Shema also has the word Vahayu, you would maybe make the mistake, says the Rabbanan, that Vahayu teaches us that you can only say the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh and no other language. And therefore, comes the word Shema to counteract that and say no. That even the Shema can be said in any language. So that's how the Gemara concludes. So there's two dots. Let's look at Rashi over here. Rashi tells us Kichsava. Rashi's close to binding Kichsava as it is written, which is the opinion of Rebbe. Rashi tells us, how is it written? Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? Now, it's an interesting point. Maybe Rashi is bothered with your question. I don't know. Kiksava, it was written in Lashon HaKodesh. It was initially written in Lashon HaKodesh.
We don't know that it was only initially
written
in Lashon HaKodesh.
I mean, we know that it was given over in all languages.
Right. And if you would think that it was only written, if a guy only reads Greek, how could he read Lashon HaKodesh?
Correct.
Can't.
Right.
So useless to him. What is that? What are those tablets? What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything to him.
Right. Okay. Well, you're right. You're right. We're going to see that everything was given in every language. Which, Agav Borcha, some people learn out, that teaches us that Torah is for all generations. It's for all languages. It's not just for you live in Israel. So the Torah is given out of Israel. So it's given in every language. So you can't say an excuse. I don't know Hebrew.
No, but it really wasn't given in Israel either. I mean, Moshe took the key of Sinai is not in Israel.
Right. It wasn't specifically. So no one should think Torah is in Israel. I'm not in Israel. I'm outside of Israel.
Right.
No, the Torah applies for everyone, even people that are not in Israel. Says Rashi, Midvarim Hadavarim, Dehavilele Michtav, because the Torah could have just said, Bahayu Devarim Ha'ele. We know it says Bahayu Hadavarim Ha'ele. It could have just said Bahayu Devarim Ha'ele, these words. Well, Medrash So the fact that it come has this extra word letter, Shiyikra Hadavarim Kisidrun, it tells us that it must be read these words in the proper seder, the proper order. Lo Mafreya, not mixed up. Kigon, the Rashi words a little bit differently than we said it. Uvishorecha Besecha Mezuzos, which is the pasuk Ksavta Mezuzos Besecha. Right. So Rashi's learning about mixing up the pasuk itself could also be mixing up the paragraphs. Okay. It's questionable why Rashi picks that as the example and not the paragraphs themselves.
Okay. Well, no, very possible. The Rashi says not only can you not mix up the paragraphs, you can't mix up the psukim within the paragraphs. Mm. He goes even further.
Could be. Right. That's
that would make possible. Sense.
Probably true. That's probably true. Right. Lamech Savar Rebbe, etc. Must be that Rebbe holds, so we said it must be Rebbe holds that the entire Torah can be said over in any language. Mid itzrich le kra, since we needed a pasuk, le kriya shema, when it came to specifically the shema, shdehe kichsava, that it must be read exactly the way it was written in Lashon HaKodesh, must be, why does he pick on shema? Must be only by that. Svir le bishar kol Torah, when it comes to the rest of the Torah, pechol lashon nemra likros. Right, so he picks on the word, Rashi says likros, to read. We're going to get to Tosos in a second. It sounds like reading in a shul. Reading a on Shabbos.
Right.
It can be read, you open up a stone chumash and you read in English. Okay. Bishum dechsiv shema, it says shema. Delo sidrosh shema b'chol loshem shata shemeya kerabon. I would not want you to think that the way I interpret the word Shema is like the Rabban, and therefore, because of this, that's why I need the word Mahayu to counter it back and forth. Okay, let's look at this Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, "Pelashen Hakodesh Nem." Perish Rashi. See the Tosfos? That's interesting. He quotes the the Rashi, in, not over here. But in a different Masech, the Perish Rashi, Perish Sheni de Megillah, quotes in the second chapter of the second Megillah, Likros Batorah. I guess it's more clear. Rashi over here just said Likros, to read. So the Rashi in the second Megillah is a little bit more clear and said that what does it mean, Kol Torah Kula? The question of whether or not a person can, is it only the Shema or does it apply to other things? Rashi said that means likros b'Torah, to read the Torah in shul b'chol lashon, in any language. Okay, that's because that's what it meant when the Gemara kept saying, comparing the Shema to kol haTorah kula. So the way the Rashi interprets it is likros b'Torah, to read the Torah, reading in shul. That there's a question: the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan can also be whether or not you can read the Torah itself in any language in shul. That's what Rashi interprets.
Well, going back to that, what about the opening thing from the thing? The guy's reading the Torah,
yes.
And let's say his language, and he comes to Shema, it's a time of Shema, and even has Kavanah, but he read it in that language, would he be Yotzei? According to Rebbe, he might not, because the Shema, he read in Greek, the Greek Torah, rather than the
right.
Torah, but according to Rabbanan, he would be Yotzei.
Right, because Rebbe would be that requirement as well. We'd have to be reading from, actually, from Lashon HaKodesh.
Right.
Absolutely. They're both necessary. Okay. Now, Tosfos does not agree to the opinion of Rashi. We'll see why. Lo nihira. I don't see it. It doesn't make sense to me, the reason of Rashi. Why? To Ezra Tikkun Kriyas HaTorah. Why do we read the Torah? It's not a Torah obligation to read the Torah, even on Shabbat.
Ezra said it up
there. Ezra did.
Exactly.
So the question is, U'mikmei da'asa Ezra. Before Ezra came, Vahayu Lamali. Why do you need the word Vahayu? In other words, like this. Where the whole Gemara, what we're saying, is the reason why the Rabbanim, let's say the Rabbanim,
right,
need to teach us when it comes to the Shema, that it can be said in any language, because otherwise you would look at the word Bahayu and say, you know what, no, it has to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, but the other things, maybe not, right? Kol Torah Kula, maybe not. What do you mean? If Kol Torah Kula is reading the Torah in Shul, but before Ezra...
There was no reading the Torah in Shul.
Exactly.
So what'd you do?
Right, so it still says the word Shema and Bahayu, so... That the reason for it, them both being there would have to be something which...
Well, no, that you could say that before Ezra people learned Torah. He just made it up that you should do it at Shabbos.
Right.
So you could learn Torah without having to come to Shul on Shabbos and say, okay, we got to say, you know, the Parashat Hasa this week, you know, or Malosa, whatever, you know.
Right. But that there's some type of a mitzvah to do whenever Ezra is instituted. It's not a deraisa,
but it's a derabbanan.
Correct. But before Ezra came along, this didn't exist.
Right.
So people read, people learned, of course people learned, but they didn't specifically learn and lame in Shul. The Yishleimer, so some explain like this, this is how Tosus answers. Not talking about reading the Torah, you know, Parshas Nasa in Shul. The Myri Parshios HaMechuyavin Likros Derais. Specifically referring to, when it says Kol Torah Kula, it does mean reading the Torah, but it means reading Torah-bound parshios. Kimo Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is okay, before we continue, is it on the side? No. There's a whole machlokas whether or not Parshas Para is also deraisa. So it's interesting that Tosus, for some reason, does not quote Parshas Parah, which implies that Tosus probably holds that Parah is not deraisa, because he doesn't use that as an example. Rather, he uses reading something such as Achiyah deraisa, such as Parshas Zachar, Inami, Mikra, Bikurim, the Sukkim, which relates to the giving the first fruits, Vidoy Meiser, giving the Meiser Sheni, Parshas Chalitza, comes to the chalitza, so you want to marry this man. Shemitzvah b'Torah likrosa, that there's a mitzvah that the Torah tells us to read these various psukim. Afal pikein, nonetheless, becholosha nemra b'Sinai, in every language it was said in Har Sinai. Shekol diber diber shayatzim pekodesh baruch hu, every single word that came out of Hashem's mouth, so to speak, hayim is chalek l'shimim l'shon. It was divided,
translated
into 70 languages. So basically what Tosus is just saying, the question exactly, what is this Kol Torah Kula, what is it talking about? It's talking about this, is it talking about reading the Torah in general, or is it these specific deraisa Torah readings, or such as, we said, Zachar?
Okay, obviously Shema is one of them also.
Shema would be, well that's the worst question, so. Fine. All right. Halacha. All right. It says in Halacha, the first couple of lines, on the very top, it starts off Bechol Lashon. The actual language, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, I just didn't make the other sheet because there's only those two words that I missed. It says, this is how it begins. Yochel likrosa, you're able to read it, the Shema, the Cholosh, in any language. Okay? Bizaher medibri shibush shivos loshin, you have to be very careful in the slang, the speech of the language that you use. Yedaktik bo kimo loshin hakodesh. Even though you're not saying it in Hebrew, you have to be as particular in reciting
it. You in Lashon HaKodesh. Right. Whatever Lashon you said it, you have to have the same thing to make sure you say it, that every word is correct.
Exactly. All right.
And probably in the same order and all the other stuff.
Whole shebang. Right. Exactly. We'll look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us it's where there's a base, and I only underline the right. Lashon, but it goes all the way down. Very fascinating Mishnah Berurah here. So clearly, the Mechaber paskins like the opinion of Rebbe or the Rabbanim. Who do we hold like?
We hold like the Rabbanim.
We hold like the Rabbanim. Hold on. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The whole Lashon. The Davka Shemavin Ba'osa Halashon. You have to understand
the Lashon.
Right. So even though, let's say,
so
I could...
Mishnah Berurah seems to also hold like Rambam.
Yeah, yeah. So, exactly. And it has to be the language that you say, you have to understand what you say. Which, in other words, if let's say you can read Spanish, but you don't know Spanish, you can read it because it's basically the same letters.
Right. Same Romance language.
But you cannot fulfill your obligation if you do not understand what you're saying. But who had in the tefillah, who birchas a Muslim,
goes back to Shema, it's not how much there.
That way you have to hear what you're saying?
Right. And understand it.
Oh.
He goes even further, so you have to understand
it. Question.
One thing you hear it, let's say, read, you say something in Spanish, or you hear what you're saying in Spanish, but you understand what you're saying. He says, now you have to go to the next level. You have to understand it.
In other words, you have to have Kavanah?
No, understanding doesn't mean you have Kavanah. Understand means if you say something, in Spanish or something in German or French, if somebody said, I'm trying to think of something nice to say in Uve la fenêtre. You know what that means?
No.
It means open up the window. So I could say Uvre la fenêtre, what the hell, you don't even know what language I'm talking about, okay, right. I'm talking in French, well, okay, what'd you say? They open the window,
right.
So ferme la porte, close the door, mm-hmm. But the thing is, I understand it because I learned the language of German, and the funny thing is, in German, I understand everything, I can't speak it like I understand it, that's even more weird, because my parents spoke it when I was a little boy, But that's the point, so that's even a different level, to understand something, but you can't even say it,
Yeah, well, certainly you have to say it.
But the Kavanah doesn't come into this thing. Kavanah means you have to concentrate on what you're saying, that I'm saying the mitzvah. But hearing and listening to what you're saying doesn't necessarily mean you have Kavanah. Oh, okay, I hear it. I hear a song on the radio for this is what it meant. They're opening up the window, whatever it is.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'm concentrating on that.
Right. Okay. But you definitely have to understand the language.
Right.
Okay. That, the language that you chose.
Right.
V'hu adin, this is very important to Shavura. B'tfila, Berchas Hamazon, Kiddush, Berchas Hamitzvos, Vaperos, Vahalel. All of these things can be said in any language.
As long as you understand what you're saying.
Exactly. B'chol zeh v'sad adin. This is according to the letter of the law. Just to get by. Although mitzvah min amukhar, who davka b'lashon hakodesh. Certainly the best way, if you can say it in Lashon HaKodesh, say it in Lashon HaKodesh. King Kos of a Bach, that's what the Bach holds in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Okay. Ayin b'sivri ha'achronim, look at the achronim, that say, divyameinu, in our days, ach mitzad ha'din, even according to the letter of the law, yesh lizahir, be careful, shalol likrosa b'lashon acher, kim b'lashon hakodesh. Interesting, against the Mechaber. It's better not to say it in any other language but Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Here's the reason. Ki yesh kama v'kama tevos. There are many words. Shein anu yodim eich latikam heitid. There's some words we don't really know how to translate very well. That even if you know fluent Hebrew, you still are not necessarily going to get a good translation out of them. Could go. For example, in the Shema, Tevas Vishinantem. What does Vishinantem mean?
Teach them.
But if you just say it, let's say in English, you're really missing out on a lot of other elements of that word, other meanings. Because the Yeshua Kama Be'ur, it has a lot of explanations. Echad is Lashon Lima. One of them is the language of certainly teaching Torah. That for sure. But it has more meaning than just that.
Okay. You're
late.
Sorry. You're way late.
V'echad lashon chidud.
So, but let me ask you a question. Based on what you're saying and what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you say it, it's the same lashon kodesh. That doesn't mean you understand it, for argument's sake. We now have, my good friend Sophie uses a sitter, which has the translation. So we can say it in Hebrew, doesn't mean he understands what he's saying. He's saying it in Hebrew. So what? So we see, that's not such a good solution necessarily.
What do you mean? What solution?
He just says, Yochol, instead of saying in Greek or Swahili, to say when the davening, Brachos HaMazon, and all these things are praise of Torah, you should say it in Lashon HaKodesh. That's fine. But we also learned that now you have to say, you have to understand what you're saying. So just because you take out the art scroll, the linear, you know, say how it says it,
right,
it doesn't mean you understand it. Oh, you're reading along because you're reading it phonetically. So what? That doesn't mean you're understanding it. So you're not, you shouldn't even be able to say that.
You're getting the translation, at least.
No, you're not getting the translation. You take it.
Why not?
Take it, it's okay.
No, it's fine.
Answer it.
Go ahead.
If you're we're saying you missed, the whole union is about that you can say in any language. We started with Shema, now with the Bishop, we're saying in any other language under the world. So first one says, it's movement, you have to understand what you're saying. If you say it in a language, you have to understand. Like, I'm speaking French, I have to, and I can read the Torah in French, but do I understand the French? No. So after we come to the conclusion, you have to understand what you're reading. So the point being is that in mitzvah, I'm of course to say it in Hebrew. But I'm saying to you is, people, I know plenty of them, use the art scroll interlinear sitter, and they say the thing because it's written phonetically in English to sound like the Hebrew. So they're saying it in Hebrew, but that doesn't mean they understand it.
Okay.
So what do you accomplish? Okay, I said a Lashon HaKodesh, but I had not a clue what I was saying.
We'll have to see the whole Mishnah Berurah though, to get a better feel of what's going on. So if I just want to point out where we are, we're up to in the Mishnah Berurah, Bechol Lashon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's where we began. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's say six lines where the first words are Lashon HaKodesh. Kiyesh kama v'kama tevos, because we said there's a lot of words. Shein oni yodim eich lahatikam teitev. There's a lot of words we don't.
No, I translate them properly.
Right, because they have multiple meanings. Kigon tevas v'shinantam. The word v'shinantam yesh bo kama bi'urim. It could mean a lot of things. First of all, echad lashon limud could have to do with involving of teaching and learning Torah. The echad lashon chidud v'shinantam, as we're going to see in a second, also means to sharpen. What does it mean to sharpen? Kuvo sh'omer chazal, ha'chachamim zechon levracha say, sh'yu divrei Torah mechudadin b'ficha, that the Torah should be very sharp on your mouth. Sh'im yishalcha adam dabar, if someone asks you a question, al tegamgeim b'tomer, you should not hesitate, stutter, and then only afterwards respond. But rather, you should answer immediately. So the shinantam could mean the Torah should be sharp in your mouth. So what's the point? The point is that if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, the shinantam means all these different things.
Right.
But if I say the shinantam means teach them, whatever. So I'm limiting to that language that translation, in which Lashon HaKodesh was a much richer language than a translation thereof. You're going to be missing out a lot on the translation. And therefore, even though the Mechaber does state that you can say the Shema in any language, the reality is it's better to say Lashon HaKodesh, because even if you do understand what you're saying in a different language, like French, you're not going to be getting the same meaning out of the Shema as if you would actually say it in Lashon HaKodesh.
See, all right, so that thinking,
yeah,
is bizarre thinking.
Go ahead.
Just because Hashem may understand its multiple meanings,
yes,
doesn't mean that we understand the multiple meanings.
Well, maybe you should learn the multiple meanings. Then they'll have.
If you have a regular person who has to have a sheikh see where davening for him, because he doesn't know the tefillah itself.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He doesn't understand all the significance of all the meanings.
Right.
So you're saying is that the actual saying of the word will give you a higher elevation by the word itself without you truly understanding what the word means.
You're saying that the action
is going to go ahead,
yes,
and justify the means of what's being done. It's almost as if the asiya is more important than the kavana.
I mean, the highest level of kavana reading in English cannot come close to the highest level of kavana reading in Lashon HaKodesh.
Even if you don't understand it.
What? If you don't understand it.
The Lashon HaKodesh. All the significant meanings.
He's going to end off talking about that.
Okay.
Kind of talk. He's going to end off talking about that. I don't want to jump the gun.
Okay.
Yes. V'chein kabel kabatelos. There are many other words to be kriyat shema she'en anu yodin heitev be'iru al lashon acher. There's some words which we don't even know how to translate into any other language. What do you mean? What words can we not translate? Kigon. Tevas S. What does the word S mean? What does it mean? Right? But it says S a lot of times in the Shema.
What does S mean?
Yeah. How would you translate the word S into any other language?
It's a definite article.
But it's not necessary. So let's think of a time where it says S in the Shema. Help me out on that.
After Esa Shemoka.
Ace. What does that mean? V'ahavta and you shall love?
Hi.
S, what, you shall love Hashem
Okecha. Your God.
What's S?
The specific God.
What's that? Hashem Okecha?
The one God. It's a definite article.
So how would you translate it? You'd write, how would you translate that sentence giving S meaning? And if it wasn't there,
you should love the God, the only one God.
So if it didn't say S, what would it be? It would just be, you shall love God?
Yeah, it could be multiple gods.
Okay. All right. Let's see if you can do this one.
All right.
V'tevas l'totafos v'kadoma. Totafos refer to what?
No.
It's Philip, but Totafos is not Philip. Totafos is
a support.
Totafos is how does it translate in the Rashi? Two pairs, two parts. Totafos is we translate as to Philip. That's not the real literal meaning. So if it was the real literal meaning, then the Torah should have said, you should put to Philip.
So what's the literal meaning of?
We don't know. That's the point. Well, it says, that's what we're saying.
But going back.
She'en anu yodin heitev be'iru. We don't really know how to translate it.
You're saying heitev, we don't even know that at all, you're saying.
Well, we know it's tefillin. We know it. We know
the literal translation.
But what's the literal translation of totef?
We think they divide the word into two. Totfos, two chambers, two pairs. I have to look it up. But
wait a second. We just spent time saying Hashem gave the Torah to Israel. It came out in 70 languages.
Correct.
So he said it, but Hashem said it, and he translated it, each word to have the correct meaning. So how do we know that he didn't? Because you don't understand Greek, or you don't understand Swahili, you don't understand like we just said that when he gave the Torah, it came out in 70 languages consecutively, right, at the same time.
Okay.
So then, whatever way the Totafos, or the Ace, or whatever is written in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh,
right,
is written in the Greek, that they should stand it exactly. Why should the Greek not understand the Torah the way he wanted it? Because Hashem gave it to us.
But at the same time, if you would not know how to read, let's say you know how to read Hebrew,
right?
And you know you learn Chumash, whatever.
Right.
But instead, you just look at the English translation. You know that the Hebrew language has in it, it's a very rich language, that there's things that we can deduce from the way it's written, the extra letter, all these different things, which would be hard to be able to see.
Well, maybe there was, we just don't know. First of all, the English that we have. And you know that's the way it was given. The D and die and don't, you know, all these other things that we don't use anymore. If you hearken back to days of yore, who knows what way it was given by Hashem. We weren't there to record it, so how do we know?
I was speaking to my neighbor when I was in Miami, in Florida, who happened to be a man of the cloth, I think he was a priest or whatever he was.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the book of Esther.
Okay.
And we're learning. studying the book of Esther. He was my neighbor or whatever. So we got to a part where there was this guy who was discussing having a conversation with Esther. And in the Megillah, his name is Hatach. What it says?
Right. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, something like that. So I told him, I said, you should know that the Talmud actually learns out. He asked him, who is this guy? I don't know. Some guy. The Talmud learns out that that actually refers to Daniel. Daniel. And the reason why he's called Hatach or Hasach is because he was like cut. He was removed from his loftier position to this lower position. So I'm going to tell you this. The point is, that we know countless times that a person, the Torah says it in a specific way, but it has multiple meanings. Vishinantam, multiple meanings. Translate it one way or the other, it can only be said that way or the other.
This Shabbos and says, Keturah. Some people look at Keturah as Hagan, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Same thing. That's
but a lot of these could be negation.
Okay.
Well, this Hatach or Keturah, all this.
Yes.
You're dealing with, are potentially with Russia.
Yes.
That don't have to have, I mean, they are not given at Har Sinai. And these could be just legends that a man made and established as such. The Rambam talks about Haggadah as like, a lot of people take this as this gospel truth, and the reality is that they're not.
Okay, how about the word Vishinanta, which has multiple meanings?
Yes,
so, if you would just read it in English, you're either going to read it that way or that way. You're not going to say,
but if I'm reading it in English and I understand, I have one meaning. Okay?
Yes.
If I read it in Hebrew and I have no meaning for it,
right.
Then what is better?
Well, that was my question at the beginning. I said, if you're going to read it transliterated, you're just reading the words because you phonetically made it out from the English, the Hebrew comes across. And you know, you didn't remember saying it right that way.
Right. So let's finish this up and see what he says. Better not to say it that way. Of all, but kishanu korin shema b'lashon kodesh. But when you say it in the language of lashon kodesh, the shema, v'chein, the tefila, berachas hamazon, kiddush, shari brachos. Here's the key line over here. Afilu im eino maven halashon yatsa. Even if you do not understand a single word that's coming out of your mouth, you know how to read Hebrew, but you don't understand what you're saying. Yotze. Deze eil matzoi sheben Yisrael. Okay, yotze. So the question is, what do you mean we learned last week? That the first pasuk of Shema needs kavana. Not just the kavana of I'm about to fulfill a mitzvah, but also the actual...
Understanding what you're saying.
Right. So, the Mishnah Berurah says an unbelievable sentence over here, which I'm not sure if it still applies. Dezeh enu matzoi, it's not found. Sheben Yisrael, lo yeda be'er ha-pasuk rishon shekriya shema, shekavana bo'le ikuba. There's no possibility they can find any Jew anywhere in the world that does not know the proper translation of at least the first pasuk of the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Chan, because that kavana is ikuva, that is required, as I mentioned previously, which we learned previously.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, this is what he said.
The Jews don't even know that they're Jews. They barely, you know.
When was the Chavos Chaim died? In 1933. He was 1838 to 1933.
Even in his time, you know, starting with, you know, the, all the reforms and.
Well,
it depends on who's considered Ben Yisrael. I don't know. But that's what he says. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh,
you don't say no matter what.
As long as you get the first pasuk down, the rest you can just, you have no idea what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem.
So how did the handle of the
mitzvah
practice
look
his favorite thing?
Mitzvah Srikas Kavana. Because Mitzvah Srikas Kavana, the first pasuk needs kavana, and the other element of mitzvah srichas kavana was not the understanding of the words, It was
the actual doing.
I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah.
Well, what is the mitzvah if you just don't understand it?
God commanded me to say these paragraphs.
So he commanded you to say, well, how could you nail down a little lamb? I mean, you know,
So if you did, then you'd be Yosef that also.
Right.
And then you're following a commandment, whether you understand the reason. It's like a chok.
Obviously, saying it in Lashon HaKodesh has some type of
special significance.
Right. That even if you don't understand it, it still is meaningful. And you realize you're saying a prayer. But if you're saying it in French, and you don't know French, you just know the words,
right,
but you don't know what they mean, so it's nothing.
So then what is the reason of why, when you say Halach Ma'anya, you have to understand the words of Halach Ma'anya, and if you don't understand what you're saying, you better say it in English, because if you don't say it in English, then it's not Bakal.
Well, be your chametz in the
How
about Pesach Matzah and Maror? You have to say that in Lashon HaKodesh.
Not necessarily. I mean, when it comes to that, the reason why you need to say it. Is because it's really bittul b'lev. It's something which you can really do in your heart. You can nullify your chametz without saying any words. It doesn't have to be done verbally. Bittul is something which can be done just in your mind.
Okay.
We have you say the words, we make you say the words, so that it's more meaningful. Because if you just think it, you may not really think it clearly, so by you saying it, it has more meaning. When it comes to the Shema, not only do you have to say it, you have to even do something, you have to hear it, you have to hear what you said. So that would be a difference between the two. Okay. So that's the halacha in regards to saying the Shema b'kol lashon. We're going to continue. See this, the next halacha, which we also discussed. There's a machlokas also. The Rabbanon and Rebbe, whether or not the Shema needs to be heard. When you say it, you need to hear what you say. So we look over here in Halacha in Sef Gimel. Sarach Lashmiya L'Ozno Ma Shemotzim Mipi. You need to actually hear in your ears what's coming out of your mouth. That's necessary. Okay? Now, who do we hold like when it comes to that? Do we hold like Rabbi or the Rabbanon? When it came to saying the Shema, B'chol Lashon, in any language, that's like the Rabbanon. But as we went through over here, we said the Rabbanon Sabri Lahu, Kamadi Omer, Lo Hishmil Osno Yatza. The Rabbanon held that if you did not hear the Shema, if you just said it quietly, that you couldn't hear Yatza. Rebbe held, no. Rebbe held, Hashmal Aznacha Masha'atza Motzim Epicha. So it sounds, interestingly enough, that when it came to saying the Shema B'chol Lashon, we hold like the Rabbanon. But over here, it sounds like, maybe it sounds like Rebbe. Then he continues. It says, Ve'im lo hishmia l'azno yatza. Which means, Mechaber Shema l'chachila. Chachila you should hear. Sounds like b'diavad you yatza. Ubulvad shiotzi b'svasa. You at least have to say the words. You say them so quietly to a whisper that you can't even hear it. B'diavad you're still yatza. Chachila should be heard. Okay. We look over here at the Bir Halacha, which is on the right side of the Mishnah Berurah, which is what the fourth line. V'im lo hishmia l'ozno yatza. If you did not hear it, b'di'evad, you're still yotza. Now, filo b'kriyat shema, says the Bir Halacha, even when it comes to the reciting of the Shema. V'chol shechein b'shari mitzvos. Certainly when it comes to all other mitzvos, if you do not hear the bracha, whatever mitzvah you're about to do, you're yotza. K'di'isa, b'brachos, tezvav, amad aleph, b'gemar, which we're not up to, or yud gimel, v'chein pasku kol haposkim. So all poskim hold like that. says a Tmiya Rabba, Alashar Tshuva, Birche Yosef, Lekamod. He asks a question in Simon Kuf Pei Hei, Shatik Mashem Sefer Chiredim, Ro Poskim Soiber. I thought that most people held Deim Lo Hishmiel Ozno, Lo Yatza. I thought up until this point that if you did not hear what you're saying, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Dehu Neged Gemara Meforesh, which seems to be against the Gemara, which we'll see later on. But Ulai Kavanasa, it's possible their intention. The Lo Yatza HaMitzvah Min HaMukhar, Min HaTorah. When it says you're not Yotza, when it says over there you're not Yotze, it means you're not Yotze fulfilling the mitzvah in the best way. Mitzvah Min HaMukhar. Dehu Neged, that's what it means. The Malachas Gedolos Arith, fine. Uksid Shema, Shema La'oznecha, and Sarachiyin. So it's possible, as he said, that even though some people hold that you're not Yotze, it means you're not Yotze fulfilling the mitzvah in the best possible way. But certainly, at least B'dieved, you are. Stop here.